The Up North Podcast is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Yahweh said I was a better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad from the Minocqua Brewing Company.
I'm Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow, founder of UpNorthNewsWI.com. We're live on Wednesday evenings on the radio, and then you can listen back as a podcast over the weekend. We have two guests this week. One helps us discuss the proposal by some Republican legislators to, quote unquote, allow 14-year-olds to work at jobs until 11 p.m. And later in the program, former State Senator Patty Shockner joins us to talk about politics, COVID, and more over on the western edge of Wisconsin. I think first, though, you always talk about the weather first. We've got to get that out of the way. And I just want to say how thankful a lot of folks are for the mostly dry weather of the past few days. I'm still watching them take corn off the fields over here, and it's always a little nerve-wracking until everything is harvested. So that's been good to see because soon enough, there was a little light snow in parts of up north over the weekend. I was away, but
Pat, you're like, so I've got all my uncles are from like the southern part of Illinois, and they're all farmers, and it's just hilarious. As soon as they start talking, they're like, well, who's the first person to bring up the weather today? Because that's like what you have to start with. If you're a farmer or come from a farming background, you got to start with the weather no matter what happens in
life. Or like me, you marry into a farm family or you just have people that you care about. And we can't start with the sports because then we got to talk about Aaron Rodgers being a doofus and not getting vaccinated. And now he's going to miss probably a couple of games.
But he got the homeopathic version of the vaccine.
Is that
true?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he wanted.
Is that ivermectin?
No, I don't. He didn't say that. We don't know what it's going to be that he took, but eventually we're going to find out, and it's going to be, you know, right on par with, you know, licking a doorknob in terms of effectiveness. And we don't want to go there.
Wait, what is a homeopath? Okay, so this is true, by the way. There is this don't get me wrong, Sarah. I know you're from Southern California. But there is this kind of yogi, like California, like chunk that is not conservative and not Trumper, but they are definitely anti-vax. And so I'm going to throw Aaron Rodgers into that crowd. Am I right with that? I mean, he's must be talking to the Hollywood set. You know, he dates them.
Well, we've got sort of that culture going on over in this neck of the woods as well. But yeah, it's the circle. The political spectrum's not aligned. It's a circle, and they start to pop there.
I love that a lot of people have been having fun with him on social media, and rightly so. One of my favorites was, you'll recall a couple of years back when the Packers had a slow start to the season, Aaron Rodgers said to everybody, R-E-L-A-X. And I love that somebody's take today for Aaron Rodgers was R-E-V-A-X. Or, to put it another way, he should get the discount double shot because he's two shots behind, maybe three, from where he should be.
Nice. That's awesome.
He would notice. As if he could, you know, he was at a Halloween party with a bunch of the Packers, and they've only got one quarterback left. So if Love goes down, what, you play football in high school, you go in?
Colin Kaepernick, Blake Bortles, yeah. You know, I don't know. Fran Tarkenton is still around over in your neck of the woods, isn't he? I don't know. Oh. Hey, we're going to take our first break now. When we come back, we're going to be discussing, and I cannot believe I have to say this out loud, we're going to be discussing why returning to an era of child labor is not a good thing, even as Wisconsin Republicans introduce a bill to get those kids back in the coal mines, would you? We'll be right back. You're up north.